The hemiron molecule is what goes into, that's what works in our body, into our blood, allows us to oxygenate our whole system. The fact that we may not be able to do that because of this 5G is actually a potentially very deadly kind of thing. And I was able to break down the 60 gigahertz into frequencies that we look at to better understand things in our environment, how they might affect our bodies. So what I'm seeing is that there is actually a pretty close overlap, if you looked at it that way, between what we're seeing is a resonant frequency equivalent of COVID-19 and that of what we're seeing with iron.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Robert O'Leary coming onto the program, and we are going to talk about what is the reality of 5G actually creating a lot of these symptoms that we're seeing. But we're going to dive into the science. I'm going to warn you, this is a science show, but it's an important science show because this is the foundation that everybody needs to understand in order to understand what's really being marched in front of us at a big level. And this gets all down to frequency science. And people need to understand that our entire genome that's been sequenced also maps to frequency. So every DNA can map to protein. Our RNA DNA maps a protein, and each protein maps to its own frequency. The whole periodic table matches to frequency. Our cells talk to each other in frequency. So we are a being that operates on frequency. Everything on the planet has its own frequency. I know that sounds out there if you've never heard this before, but you know, Tesla technology, that's what they were talking. Nikola Tesla was talking about. MIT has done a paper and a study showing that they have been able to take DNA and RNA, convert it to protein, and back again. And what they're not telling you, which you will find if you do your research, is that our entire genome can be mapped to its own frequency. Every protein, every mineral and item in the periodic table can be mapped to a frequency as well. So now when you're talking about 5G, what is the ramifications? What happens if you're using 5G at a frequency that disrupts a frequency that our body uses, whether it's iron, which is what we're going to be talking today, or whether it's the frequencies that our cell uses to talk to each other, or whether it's a frequency for any of the other myriad of elements and factors that we need for our system, whether it's a vitamin or a mineral. That frequency, if it interrupts that frequency, what does it do to us? And you only have to go so far to look at how energy weapons are created to know that you can mess with a person's mind, you can mess with their heart, you can mess with how their cells, you can burn their skin, make them feel like they're burning their skin. All of that can happen if we're messing around with the wrong frequencies. And if we don't understand what these frequencies do to us, that the human race doesn't understand, then the scientists that do can do anything they want to us. We gotta get out of our shell. We gotta get our head out of the hole and understand what this science is, and that we gotta start understanding frequency science. For a while there, I determined that I was going to talk on my show and things about frequencies and introduce it. And so now I'm realizing that this is the whole basis to all the science and all the new weaponry and everything that is being put out there is based on frequency science. And if they can stop a heart with frequency, bioweapon or a energy weapon, they can stop a heart, they can start a heart with frequency. So there's negative effects and positive effects. And you know, I've had Max and Phil on the show, and this kind of seems like tinfoil hat, but it's not. They're able to send the frequency, which is an emotion, to animals that are in a field, like bugs that are in a field. And they tell them that this particular field is awful, and the field we want you to go to is great. And they send that emotion and those two messages, and the bugs all leave the field. They get paid for that. It's a regular service that they do for different companies. So we know this stuff works. There was in Iraq, the soldiers, there's a TED talk of the CEO of the company bragging about the fact that they were able to imprint in the soldier's brain the emotion that they needed to surrender, that they were scared, they weren't able to fight this fight, and they needed to surrender. And they also put words into their brain to surrender. And so that's why the Iraqi soldiers all surrendered in mass. There are TED Talks about that. It's out there. It's in the public. That was the early 90s. This is, what, 30 years later? Where do you think they've come after 30 years on this technology? So that's why we need to really seriously look at what's going on with frequency. And today's show, we're going to talk about the specific frequencies of 5G. And we're going to dive into that. So before we get into that, I want to also tell you about my shop at sarahwestall.com/shop. In order to support my show, as many of you know, my entire channel has been demonetized, and so I am self-supporting. I don't have a private funder like some people who claim they don't have to raise money and they have some secret funder or some way they're getting funding, because there's no way you can do this full-time and not have funding. So I don't want to hear anybody publish that my information should be free. And it is free. I give it away for free, but I need to be supported. And that's why I advertise. But the one thing is, I'm giving you the best products on the market. I'm giving you things that'll help you. And I'm also providing you coupons. My Patreons get bigger discounts. So you can go to that sarahwestall.com/shop and look at all the amazing things I have, like the fat burning, that, because with the Tetragen, the reason why I love that product, not only does it give you a 60-day guarantee, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. I mean, what weight loss product does that give you your money back? But it also, we know there's 5 different areas that it works on. You know, one is burning fat and cutting cravings and things. But with what's going on in our environment, so many people are heavy because you're not getting that message in your brain that you are not hungry. You're hungry all the time. I'm telling you the difference. I could eat 5,000 calories before I started on that. I mean, I just wanted to eat all the time. I'm serious. I love food and I just wanted to eat, but I couldn't stop that. And I fought with myself constantly. I don't have to do that. When I'm on Tetragen, I don't feel like I'm hungry all the time because it's the leptin. It's getting into my brain saying that I'm not hungry anymore. So I can push the food away because I'm not hungry. And so I love it. I love the products. And you can get that at sarahwestall.com under shop. So let's get into this really good interview with Robert O'Leary. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sarah.
Thanks
for having me.
Yes. I invited you because you were the first one to have identified that 5G might have some iron issues here because it conflicts very close to the same frequency that iron is and that our body uses. Can you explain a little bit what got you thinking about, because you put in an article last fall before all of this happened, and then all of a sudden we're starting to see some indication that what you were saying could be right. But can you talk a little bit about what got you interested in looking at this whole 5G from a frequency standpoint, and you know, because we know that our entire genome is a frequency, right? Every protein, MIT did put a paper out about this, that every DNA can be converted to protein, can be converted to frequency. Every mineral element that we use and intake, vitamin, can be converted to frequency. So what got you thinking about this, and how did you approach it?
Well, I've been a practitioner with Sherry Edwards at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health since 2011. So I've started over those years looking at, you know, how things can relate in terms of frequency to real life, and how maybe by understanding frequency and its relation to different things in our environment and the things we put into our body might actually help us to maybe understand the connections to health. And so really, Sherry inspired me to do that. And then I was looking online. And I just think sometimes we're spiritually guided. And so I fell upon this particular video by Joe Imbriano. He calls himself the Fullerton Informer, Fullerton out of California, I believe, which coincidentally is where my mother was born. He was talking about what he felt was an urgent message. And he talked about how what he understood to be the likely frequency that 5G would be running at when it gets fully implemented was 60 gigahertz. And so he said, based on his, he has a degree in, I believe, biology and chemistry. He said that although his teaching really didn't give him any sense of really the influence of magnetism and frequency on things, he had done further research and discovered that 60 gigahertz is an area where we start to, it starts affecting our ability to breathe. And he started saying there's a relation to, he spoke in general terms about the hemi-iron molecule. So I did more research for my paper, and I was looking into Linus Pauling and I think it's Max Peretz. I'd have to check the exact name on my paper. But they were talking about how at higher, let's see, when you add energy to an iron molecule, what happens is the electrons in the orbits of that molecule will be forced to the outside. I look at it like centrifugal force, you know, the force we feel when we're on like amusement park ride, when we're spinning, we're going to feel that greater amount of pressure outward. And so what happens apparently is that final orbit gets filled up. So whereas normally iron can bond with oxygen, they're saying normally what would happen is there is at least one spot open in the outer orbit for the oxygen to be able to make a connection with iron. And if you excite the molecule, and they weren't saying particularly with 5G, this is just unrelated to that, but that you would not have a place for oxygen. Therefore, oxygen would knock, but it couldn't come in. And the thing about 5G is, of course, we're beaming in. We're going apparently from the SpaceX beaming from above, and from the mass set, the different ones are going to put on the posts and things like that around us. We'll feel it here. What can happen is you're going to effectively energize the iron molecules, and so the oxygen will not be able to have a place to bond with it. So you will not therefore have a hemi iron molecule. The hemi iron molecule is what goes into, that's what works in our body, into our blood, allows us to oxygenate our whole system. The fact that we may not be able to do that because of this 5G is actually a potentially very deadly kind of thing. And we're actually seeing some discussion of the effect of perhaps 5G on some of these alleged COVID-19 sufferers, because they're talking more and more about this phenomenon.
Well, my daughter, taking a chemistry class mm-hmm. in college, she's in an engineering school at Penn State. Her chemistry class looked at cells under a microscope when subjected to 5G, and they're all vibrating. So I'm assuming just...
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, and so that's what her her chemistry teacher taught her, and I was really very happy that they actually did some studies and looked at that as a class and looked at what 5G does to your cell under a microscope. So that was pretty impressive that professor did that. But how did you get to know that particular, the 60 gigahertz, how did he come across that that's what he thinks 5G is going to, because I understand it's anywhere from what, 28 to 90? I mean, there's a band. And they're going to have to settle on, and different companies are going to settle on different things. But they could probably target whatever band they wanted. I mean, it's a weapon if they use it at the 60. How did you discover, or why did they discover 60? And then how did you come to the notion that that's really close to iron?
Well, being a practitioner, I was able to look at the frequency equivalent. I was able to break down the 60 gigahertz into frequencies that we look at to better understand things in our environment, how they might affect our bodies. So at a lower octave, a frequency equivalent of the 60 gigahertz is actually the iron element. So among other things, because as Sherry, who's been on your show, has mentioned, I'm sure, one frequency can be a number of different things. It could be a muscle, it could be a hormone, an activator, it could be an element. And it just so happens that the frequency equivalent was for iron. So what that tells me is that the resonant energy coming in from 5G will resonate, because it resonates across all the different frequencies, right? In some sense, it will have an influence going down the line. And so because there's this energy coming in from pretty much all corners, and eventually by 2021, I guess for many people in, let's say, the more advanced world, will be feeling allegedly the 5G. It's going to start affecting us from that iron perspective. And I think some people are already feeling it, because what I was noticing when I was doing comparison of a map of the COVID-19 hotspots versus 5G, I was noticing, and I think other people are noticing this too, that we're seeing in the media, is that they're very similar. So I'm noticing, for example, and I was telling Sherry this yesterday, West Virginia doesn't seem to have any real development yet. And I'm noticing that they are at the very low end of the COVID-19 reported confirmed cases. If you look at Montana, let's see, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and South Dakota, there's only one. And I'm noticing that it's, again, very low to no reported cases. So I just find, oh, and actually, if you look up at Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, it's the same thing. There are none up there, and I'm seeing very few to no cases. So that kind of got me interested, too. And then when I was looking over Sherry's article, The Coronavirus, A Novel Perspective with Proof-Sound Health, you know, I was noticing what she had come up with from what she was gathering from the CDC information. The frequency is indeed very close. In fact, we look at a range of plus or minus 6, you know, points, okay? And so what I'm seeing is that there is actually a pretty close overlap, if you look at it that way, between what we're seeing is a resident frequency equivalent of COVID-19 and that of what we're seeing with iron. I mean, some people are trying to say that this is really all 5G. I know David Icke is saying there's no virus.
That's not true.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. There's a virus and there's a 5G. But keep going.
Yeah, and I think that that's the more likely explanation. I think fear has a lot to do with this and its perception. And there was an article that came out called Manufactured Pandemic, Testing People for Any Strain of a Coronavirus, Not Specifically for COVID-19-Global Research by Julian Rose, actually postulates that the PCR test is really not reliable and is really testing for every single one of the 1,100 coronaviruses and not COVID-19 specifically. So there are questions that I think people should explore to really get to the bottom of this, but I'm going to take for sake of argument that there does definitely exist a virus, but that there is a frequent resonant frequency and just so happens to be very close to 5G. The thing about this I'm concerned about is that it seems like they're in the media and the doctors being open-minded to calling any symptom that they see from people with this COVID-19 as being a symptom of COVID-19. My concern is that they may be ultimately hiding 5G symptoms under the umbrella of COVID-19. And that's very concerning.
Yeah, and it goes along with what Dr. Joe Newsma said on my show the other day. He's saying that the pneumonia they're finding is in both lungs and the full both lungs. That doesn't happen in pneumonia. But it does happen when you don't have iron and it's affecting both your lungs. And he explained the whole process. So there is, but again, they also were very clear to say, I had Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Joe Newsma on, and they're very clear to say that there is a virus. I mean, there is, and Corey Lynn from Corey Diggs did a wonderful analysis where she went and looked at a lot of frontline doctors and nurses and talked to people all across the country. And there is some kind of virus going on, and not everybody's being affected like what we're talking about here, where they don't have oxygen in their lungs. They're being nailed by some kind of really deep virus that isn't the flu, the same strand that they've had before. So there's some kind of new virus going on, but that's different than a lot of other things that we're seeing. You know, the collapse in Wuhan after, you know, just collapsing, the New York surgeon the ER doc that was saying this just is not how you saw that. So yeah, that's like why your research is so important. Yeah. Go ahead.
He said, if I recall correctly, taking them up to the top of Mount Everest, kind of effect. Yeah.
Which is exactly what you're talking about. Now, what kind of other frequencies have you gone farther and looked at? What other in the band of 5G, are there safe zones Are all of these hitting something that affects our how we operate? Because we know that we are a whole matrix of frequencies, right? So
yeah,
are there any safe zones with 5G? Go ahead.
The people, you know, I think really need to start thinking about, you know, how energy does affect them. I think it's easy for people to just kind of dismiss sound, but or to say, well, that makes me feel good, or I don't like that song. But the reality is that these things do have an influence. I mean, Sherry's been able to show that, you know, like frequency for, I think it was niacin, can have an actual effect similar to taking niacin. You know, if you take too much frequency, you could actually have a little bit of an oranging of your skin. We can show that the frequency equivalent has a lot to do with the actual effects. So some people can actually, they can receive nutrients through frequency, so they can also receive pathogens through frequency. And we are influenced by that. Our body is electrical, but it's also frequency based. So when I look at this, I'm noticing other things that, you know, like they talk about the metallic taste, right? That's one of the examples. That's one they say new symptoms, metallic taste, or lack of taste. You just lose your sensation, right? So what I was noticing is that we actually have in this frequency band, we have other frequency equivalents, like one in particular that seems to go between the two, between 5G and the COVID-19, is actually brevetoxin B. And that in and of itself, if someone has it, can cause respiratory distress and a tight throat, can cause cough, shortness of breath, and bronchospasm. So that sounds a lot like what people are already experiencing. It also is on this that same frequency equivalent, we have Doprenil, which is an antidepressant medicine, and that can actually cause loss of, loss of taste, and also anxiety, trouble breathing, dizziness, dry mouth, and even nausea, stomach upset, trouble sleeping, and headaches. So we're seeing right there that just the frequency equivalent being in a similar resonant frequency might actually have some influence on the body. If you you have some people, they're going to, maybe Sherry's talked about this, who will, because of their brain dominance, if they're right or left brain dominant, will receive the frequencies in a different way. So what I was finding is that some of those people, depending on their brain dominance, might actually be influenced by the frequency equivalent of a couple of the rhinoviruses, as well as influenza A, segment B, and influenza C. So some of the stuff that we're seeing with the coronavirus, of course, because coronavirus is cold, pretty much the common cold and other things, we're seeing in the frequency resonance that some of the things that might create those same symptoms are actually at play. So being mindful of what is going on in our math matrix and all the frequencies around us can actually help us to really better understand what could be influencing us. And I think it's important that we really talk about this, you know, and we can relate 5G and COVID-19 as being two separate things that are having an influence because they're so close in terms of frequency. And I think it's important that we don't forget that, you know, that it's a possibility that you could have two influences at the same time. Like my wife is very sensitive to perfumes, but she could also have a cold. So she could have the cold and flu symptoms or whatever. And someone walks by with a whole bunch of perfume on them. And that's actually going to set her back in a separate way that's going to harm her health. So we can actually have COVID-19. We can have the influence from the 5G at the same time. And the danger of the 5G is the breathing. I'd say, if anything, COVID-19 is bad, but many people get over it. The reality is that more people could actually die from this issue, this influence on our oxygen, just because of the choice of 60 gigahertz. And that's a great mistake. And I think the one thing I can tell you is, based on my research, I was noticing that 60 gigahertz is in a range of, from what I understand, it's an unregulated frequency band from about 57 to 62 something. And I think what has happened is they took advantage of the fact that because it's unregulated, somehow it's cheaper. And also because they were doing some experiments and they said, because it does have an influence on oxygen, it actually will create kind of a thickening of the atmosphere, and supposedly it's less able to be disrupted by other random electromagnetic transmissions that may be going by. So they probably see it as being more reliable. But what I was also reading in this article, which was about 20 years ago, is that 5G was not in, or 60 gigahertz, was not intended to be the totality of a system. It's more at the end of the systems or in certain small areas. It wasn't supposed to be large, because the reality was that you would have to have so many of them to make it even viable. So what they've done now is they've taken this kind of an inept and, you know, less than ideal technology frequency, and they've now tried to roll it out around the whole world, and they keep on trying to obviate the different town and city and state considerations to try to ram it through without getting substantial testing. And that's where a lot of scientists, as you know, have complained to the UN, the World Health Organization, et cetera, to say, let's slow this down. Even in New York, and one other state, they actually have legislation bills put in to try to have more of a consideration of the health effects of 5G. I think that right now, COVID-19, if we handle this well, could be a real opportunity to highlight the potential ill effects of 5G, whereas we didn't have it so much before. When you had 3G and 4G, and people saying, well, it's affecting me, it took 20 years to for us to be able to verify anything. And in some ways, telecom is still a bit in denial about that. So the more we can take advantage of this spotlight on COVID-19 to highlight the ill effects of 5G, anecdotally or otherwise, the better we're going to be, I think.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the conspiracy theory pushback that they give us. I just saw some hit pieces showing, they don't show studies, but they explain how it doesn't hurt a human body just with words and things. They don't look at the big picture about how we are a frequency. We're a system of frequencies. They don't see the holistic nature of who we are, but they describe it in a limited fashion that makes sense to people. And then they talk about everybody who's a deniers are afraid of new technology and they're conspiracy theorists, without understanding the full picture of who we are and this whole notion of us being frequent. It's not just sound. It is sound, but we can't hear all the sound because frequencies, there's low frequencies, right? Whatever. So there's sound that we can hear, and then there's frequencies we can't, or certain animals can, we can't. But yeah. What do we do with this whole notion? I mean, the only way we're going to get past this is for people to start to understand that our body is a set of frequencies. I mean, we got to evolve this science. Because if mainstream science doesn't understand that, they're not going to accept this whole notion that 5G is even hurting us.
I'm actually thinking that the more open-minded people out there and the people who are really trying to make a change should actually probably put together a data dump. You know, if they can have something, because there are people out there that are going to say, show me the evidence, whatever. There are articles out there that will talk about how, for example, vaccines really didn't create better health for, let's say, measles, mumps, rubella, pertussis, et cetera, diphtheria, et cetera. There are articles out there that will show that, years before, because of sanitation improvements, we were actually rooting it out. That should be there. The fact that despite vaccinations, we're still at about 30,000 to 80,000 deaths a year, and that there's mislabeling. A lot of those end up being pneumonia, far fewer number is flu. There are articles out there. You can put this manufactured pandemic article together in your data dump. You could have different things that talk about the conspiracy theories that have been proven correct. Luke Rutkowski had one of those. You could go and research on YouTube. Put that in your data dumps. I mean, if they can put this together and just have it and say, every time someone says, oh, what about this? Have it ready to put on that, whatever it might be, feed. Where you're making comments on an article, I think it would be handy to have that for those people, because you put that in there, maybe that person will be a mole, maybe they'll be someone who's been paid by the deep state, but maybe there are other people who will say, I am going to explore that, and I'm going to find out a bit more of this. And you can also tell people, like, you know, it's unscientific to not listen to what I have to say, because unless you are a scientific dictator, if you are a true scientist, and in terms of the media, if you are a true investigative reporter, you're going to want to have more information, not less information. And if you can't hear me, then it sounds to me like you're a scientific dictator and not a scientist. You're not, you don't have an inquisitive mind that's going to go through the scientific method. Because the reality is, the more we talk about things, and that's in a way one of the points of the whole internet, is to just discuss things and come up with what is real truth. So I think that we need to kind of, we need to be a bit more bold and just say, I don't buy it. There was English media, someone was talking about how this is ridiculous to try to relate COVID and 5G. And he said, well, I can agree with you, but I don't agree with the notion that we're just going to dismiss out of hand anyone's notion without our own investigation. And I thought that was actually a very good point. It's actually on davidicke.com site. And I his first name is Eamon. I forget the last name of the reporter. But I think that that's what every journalist should be saying. Why are we stopping discussion? Because that becomes more dictatorial. And that is actually the opposite of the scientific and, let's say, historical method to try to come up with the truth. And the whole point of a crisis like this, when this is, as they say, a novel coronavirus, we should be trying to find out as much as we can. And the fact that we have 5G, which is a novel use of technology, the only other time it was used was apparently for crowd dispersal by the military. So we should actually be exploring more to understand more how this is going to affect our bodies. And then we can actually come up with viable solutions.
Yeah, and I think we're at a point where we just really have to do a mass educational campaign, and all of us need to work hard to do it because it's too important. When we're talking about these kind of ill effects, it's kind of scary. And the thing is they can choose whatever frequency they want to use, yeah. And they could use it as a weapon because we know that these frequencies do affect us. And they know, they use energy weapons. They know what frequencies do what. It's just that the average person doesn't realize that this is what's really going on. Well, let's wrap this up and let people know where they can get hold of you, where they can learn more about the work that you do.
Sure. Well, they can always email me. Right now, I don't have my website up, but they can always reach me. I can give my email, if that helps, if they have questions. rgsolearry@gmail.com is fine. rgsolearry@gmail.com. Inquiries. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And you do energy work and you study it and you work on it. So it's really great. I really appreciate you coming on and talk about this article because you are way ahead of everybody on this. You were talking about iron back in the fall before it actually happened, you know, and then all of a sudden it happened the way you were saying it was going to happen. And so it's really eye-opening. But thank you so much for coming on the show and discussing, you know, how you came up with all that. I really appreciate it.
And as you know, Sherry has her and Joe Mattson, and I think you've been involved as well. There are some musical antidotes to what's going on with COVID-19. And so I do urge people to go to soundhealthoptions.com as well.
Yep. And I have that on my website.
Yeah. And yeah. I do encourage.
And I also want to tell you that MIT just came out over the week and has a musical type thing to combat COVID-19 as well, which I thought was very interesting. And then Carnegie Mellon has a tool for testing your voice. And then the Israel military is a startup and the Israel military funding it. The same thing, tool sets based on sound. There are more institutions getting behind this and it's real. So but anyways, say what you want to say as we close this out.
Well, I'm just really hoping everybody gets more of an awareness of the influence of frequency in their lives, that they really do try to not just take what's given to them on the mainstream, but really try to explore and be open to other possibilities. Be bold about saying, this is how I feel, and be demanding, you know, make sure that the testing they're doing is accurate. Make sure that there's good reason for us continuing the quarantine. Make sure that we harp on our legislators to help us to go back to the level of freedom we had before the quarantine and to not allow this creeping, you know, totalitarianism come in because people are taking advantage of fear. And I think it's really important not to give in to the notion that social distancing is the only thing you can do. Immune health is really important. And I'm working on an article that's going to bring together some of these different things to build up our immune system in light of COVID-19, because we need to fight against the potential of a mandatory vaccine to say, no, our bodies can resist this. We just need to be healthy, because we don't need a mandatory vaccine. We don't need a mandatory vaccine to be taken in order for us to be able to interact and not have another quarantine. We need to fight back against this, because to the extent this may be a conspiracy theory, as some people believe, it could be a way to take advantage of putting more controls on us as a civilization. We need to fight back against that, go back to normal, because ultimately we need to also judge, did COVID-19, was it more deadly than 2019 without COVID-19? We need to be mindful that they're actually telling the truth, and we need to get back to normal as soon as possible. Be smarter, be better about our immune system, but not allow for us to lose our human rights. It's a very important thing, and that's easy to give up when there's a crisis. So I urge people to be bold, be inquisitive, and be forceful in their arguments. Maintain their freedom.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes, you're welcome.